This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program Lisa Marks-Smith. She's a Cincinnati mom of two college-age sons who walked into a CVS a few years ago and got a flu shot, which absolutely changed her life. Lisa, thank you for being with us. So let me start, just begin by asking you what's going on now. How is your health now? I have read that this flu shot crippled you, put you in the hospital. We're talking about 24 days in the hospital, neurological damage, and a check from the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. So the government has admitted that you were indeed injured from this flu shot. Yes. What's the very latest on your health?
Luckily, I had the resources to pursue holistic care. And my neurologist actually encouraged that. She, one of my visits when I went in, she said, look, I love seeing you, but there is nothing we can do for you, so please try everything you can possibly try.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. I had a lot of tests, some testing done, and tried. I basically did chelation therapy. They found I had a very high metal level.
Right.
So as I have improved. I just got the feeling back in my legs last fall. I have to wear socks this winter. It's a new sensation.
Yeah.
I haven't felt my legs for the last 4 years.
We're talking with Lisa Marks-Smith. So now take me back to 2005 and tell us this story.
Okay. I went to my son's soccer game, watched him play. And my mom had called and said that they were giving out flu shots. And the only reason I had really considered it, my dad was having knee replacement surgery. And I had said I would stay, you know, at the hospital part of the time with him, because my mom has some health issues, and I didn't want her to get sick. So I ran up to CVS and got a flu shot. Bad choice. I was in the hospital before my dad, after my dad, in physical therapy longer than my dad. It was not a good plan.
So tell me, when you first started, you had the shot. Did you notice something that night? When did it hit?
I know that by, like, Monday and Tuesday, I didn't feel right. I felt like I was catching something because my son had an orchestra concert. That's how I can remember the days. And I called my parents and said, look, I don't feel right, so don't come to the concert, because if I'm catching something, I don't want to give it to you before your surgery.
Yeah.
So by Tuesday, I knew something was wrong. I just didn't know what. So then I went out with my friend of mine, Jackie, on Friday night, and I kept saying, I have a tickle in my throat. The next day I woke up, I was so sick. I couldn't get into the doctor, you know, on a weekend, so we had to wait.
And then when you finally went to the doctor, what kind of...
I went to the emergency room. I literally woke up Monday and I said to my husband, you need to take me to the emergency room. I feel like I'm going to die. And so he took me to the emergency room. And unfortunately, it was a hospital close to our house that doesn't have a good reputation. But they told me I had pneumonia, put me on an antibiotic, sent me home, but I never got better.
We're talking with Lisa Marks-Smith. She got a flu shot from a CVS in 2005, and it only got worse after that, right?
Yes, and then so from there, I never got any better. So then by the next, then 2 weeks after the shot on that Saturday, when I got up, my legs were really weak. And the best way to maybe explain is, like, if you use some muscles you don't normally use, how they're real sore, that's how the day started out. But by the end of the day, I couldn't get up off the couch. So I couldn't call for help. I couldn't do anything. I just had to lay there till someone came home.
You literally were paralyzed.
Yes.
You couldn't move your legs.
From that point, I was paralyzed from the waist down. At different points, I could only sometimes use my arms.
And so you go back to the hospital then?
Yeah, so the ambulance came. I had to wait for my son to come home. He was babysitting. He called, ran and got the neighbor. I called my brother, and they came, because my husband was out of town. And so then, you know, they took me, unfortunately, the ambulance did, to the hospital with not such a good reputation. But immediately they started saying, did you have a flu shot? You're like, yeah, why? Why does everybody keep asking me that? Because I didn't know at that point that spreading paralysis, Guillain-Barré, is a side effect of a flu shot.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because some folks may have heard of that Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a paralysis, basically, has been traced back. A lot of people, more and more people now are getting that, and they're tracing it back to flu shots.
Yes, and that was from the swine flu shot that was given in 76, where more people died from the shot than... died from the swine flu, that was a known side effect at that point. I mean, so they've known that since 76.
Yeah. So when what happened next after you?
So unfortunately, at the first hospital, you know, after being there for several days, and they didn't really do too much. They did do a spinal tap, which showed I did not have Guillain-Barré. There's a protein in your spinal fluid if you have Guillain-Barré, which I never developed. So at some point, then they just told me that I was crazy. They told me all my symptoms were psychogenic in nature, and I should go home and see a therapist. And I said, well, I really can't go home because I'm still paralyzed, and I know I'm not crazy. So I got transferred. My husband had me transferred to a much better hospital who knew, honestly, within 2 hours what was wrong with me.
What'd they say?
Well, the doctor, it was, I'd been there, like I said, 2 hours. The doctor came in. I'm like, doctor, I am not crazy. He goes, oh, we already know. I go, how can you know already? He said, one blood test. There's a protein, again, in your blood if your muscles are breaking down. And he came in and he goes, look, when you got to the first hospital, you were at 60. You are now at here 900.
And what's a normal level?
Below 100.
Below 100, and you were at 900.
Yes. So he said, we know that your body is destroying the muscles in your body. We don't know why yet, but we know it's happening. You're not faking. Something's very wrong.
So where did they finally go with a diagnosis? When did they?
They knew I didn't have Guillain-Barré because I had more muscle damage overall than nerve damage. If I had more nerve damage, that's transverse myelitis. Because I had more muscle damage, they called it post-infectious myositis, which is basically when your immune system eats your muscles.
And what causes that?
Well, flu shots for one.
Yeah. And what it's 419. We're talking with Lisa Marks Smith. She got an incredible true story about surviving a flu shot. She got it at a CVS in 2005 at her near her home in Cincinnati. So what was the I'm curious, what did they finally say to you about how they thought this might have happened to you?
I mean, my neurologist just says, I mean, you know how they say so often, just because it happened close in time to your shot doesn't mean it was caused by the shot.
Yeah.
My neurologist says, you're walking around perfectly healthy, you walk 4 miles a day, everything's fine, you get a flu shot, you end up paralyzed, what else could it be but a flu shot?
And what is,
you know,
I guess
it couldn't be anything else.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else in your life that...
And I guess the question a lot of listeners might have right now is, well, how exactly does a flu shot cripple you and cause neurological damage and cause your body to start eating its own muscles up?
What I was told after the fact, and this makes so much sense, one of the doctors came in and said, did you have eczema as a child? And I said, yes. What does that have to do with this? And they said, well, that's an autoimmune issue. And they said, to prompt an autoimmune response or prompt an immune system response in someone with an autoimmune disease is like playing Russian roulette. You don't know what you're going to get. So in my case, instead of, you know, it just set my immune system haywire. And instead of it doing its normal things and attacking, you know, any diseases coming into your body, it attacked my legs.
Yeah. And I guess this is the larger point, really, is that, you know, we all are very conscious and thankful of the benefits that do come from certain vaccines. And yet there are real dangers here that a lot of physicians and certainly folks at the CDC and with the government aren't very quick to want to tell us about.
Right. And I had never been told that having eczema as a child made me autoimmune, ever. I mean, it does make sense. And it does make sense to say, if you prompt an immune, like they said, eczema was my immune system attacking my skin. So my immune system didn't always react normally. So I agree that to then prompt an immune system response in someone whose immune system doesn't necessarily react normally.
Yeah,
it's a little crazy.
Let me ask you this. I've also read about your story that the paralysis persisted for a while, but
mm-hmm.
you also had some changes in your hearing that are – a lot of your symptoms you had are very, very similar to those who are diagnosed with autism.
Very much so. And we found that I had a very heavy metal level. And if you look at a list of mercury poisoning symptoms, I was the checklist. Numbness in my arms and legs. But I had like a ringing in my ears all the time, so I would hear like bells and whistles basically all the time, to the point like if the microwave went off or the house alarm went off, I wouldn't know if that was just something in my head or if that was actually happening. So I was always saying to my kids, do you hear that too? Which they're like, yeah. And some of the other things I had, one of the most distracting things was everything was equally loud. So no matter where I was, the people talking in the booth across the way, you know, were as loud as my husband sitting right across from me. I couldn't tune anything out. Like, normally you don't hear all the background noises. I couldn't tolerate any of those things.
All the background noises were foreground noises.
Mm-hmm, exactly. We were at a concert for my son, and I could hear what every kid on the floor was saying. My son kept saying, "Mom, that's not normal." I'm like, "Honey, I do know that because I've been another way."
Yeah.
But I can hear everyone's conversation down there.
Well, I can tell you, as the father of a 9-year-old little boy with autism who constantly is putting his hands over his ears and screaming and saying it's too loud,
yes,
your experience getting really deathly ill from this vaccine, it really strikes close to home. It sounds so familiar.
And, you know, we were at Ohio State one day for one of my son's orientations, and I leaned over and said to my husband, "I wish the aerospace engineer in the back would quit clipping his fingernails." And he's like, "We're in an auditorium. How can you hear that?" I'm like, "Oh, I hear it. I hear everything." And so I knew that it wasn't normal, but can you imagine if you were a child who never knew anything different, to have every sound in your life be on the same level in volume and intensity?
And that change in hearing, they also, the neurologist said, this is related to the damage from the flu shot as well.
Right, because I didn't have it before. And again, you know, I had very little short-term memory. I just was overwhelmed with, I couldn't remember numbers, which is what I do for a living. And
yeah. If you just joined us, it's 424. We're talking with Lisa Marks-Smith. She had a flu shot in 2005 at a CVS, which nearly killed her. How long were you paralyzed, and how long were you sick? I guess it's years.
Yeah, so 4 years, basically. I mean, and I learned to walk again, even though I couldn't feel my legs. So I wasn't in a wheelchair the whole time. I do own one, all those things. But I did go to a rehab facility where I learned to walk again, even though I couldn't feel my legs. So basically, if I watched where my feet were all the time, I could walk.
Yeah.
But I couldn't walk in the dark. I couldn't walk. And I could never walk barefoot. I don't know if you would be aware of this. A lot of autistic children toe walk.
Yeah, yeah. My son spent years on his toes. He could not flatten his feet out.
Right. I couldn't flatten my feet out either. So I always had to wear shoes. I always had to have at least like a 1 to 2 inch heel because I couldn't put my feet flat on the ground. But that was, they tested me. That was, my peroneal nerve was damaged. So, again, is that just something autistic children do, or is it because they can't put their feet flat on the ground? I literally couldn't. My physical therapist used to try to push my feet into place. You couldn't. So two grown men, big, strong men, could not push my feet into place. You couldn't push them up. I couldn't go barefoot.
Yeah.
That actually last summer, well, I guess last fall, about October, November, was the first time I was able to put my heels on the ground.
Tell me about the vaccine injury compensation program, because you actually, this whole program, they admitted, yeah, you were, this is all real. You were actually damaged from a flu shot.
Yes. I was in the hospital still when I learned about the compensation program. My friend Jackie came to visit me, and she was like, "Oh, my gosh, Lisa, they know this happens. There's a program that pays you. The flu shot just got added this summer." I had never heard of a Bears report. I had never heard of the compensation program. So when I did get home, I started looking it up. I found a vaccine lawyer. You have to pretty much have a lawyer, and they filed all the paperwork, and they do make it very difficult. It is not an easy program. In my case, they said I couldn't prove I had the flu shot because I didn't have the receipt. Well, I was a little busy at the time trying not to die to worry about where the receipt was.
Yeah. And it's not like you get rich off of this thing.
No. No. If I had to pay back all my medical bills, if I had to cover all that, you know, pay back the insurance company, which you don't under this program, my bills would not even be covered. And because I have recovered and I've gone back to work and things, that's why.
But yeah.
We laugh at our house because my husband, obviously, he'll say he liked getting the money. I won't say I didn't like getting the money, but yeah. I like to be able to say, look, they know it happens. When people say to me, "Oh, it doesn't." Oh, yes, it does.
And the government knows this. They absolutely
know
it.
They paid me.
They write checks all the time for this. They just keep it quiet.
Yes.
People are getting really, really sick, and especially, you know, the Guillain-Barré syndrome is happening left and right from this stuff.
And they do, you know, they do know it happens. So that vaccine was added to the compensation program. And people call me constantly just before I got on your show, somebody sent me an email saying, my daughter got sick in the fall of 2005. I know somebody who knows you, said you recovered. How did that happen?
Yeah. So before we let you go, I'm curious what your thoughts are now about the flu shot and vaccines and just this whole subject, which you have had a tragic introduction to.
I just wish they would be honest. The government, the pharmaceutical companies, I think way too often they just push them on everybody without really giving much thought to it. And I just want people to make informed decisions.
Lisa Mark Smith, thank you very much, Lisa, for joining us and sharing your story. We really appreciate
thank
your time.
You.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. And it will be a good one this year for our family.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.